Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Marlon's got some stand-up shows going on here in New York. St. George Theater, Staten Island, New York. That's Saturday, November 15th, 8 p.m. Go to marlonwayans.com for tickets. Also, November 16th at the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, New York. How are things, Marlon? How you been doing?
Things are great, man. Working hard on the set of Scary Movie 6 right now. And comedy. Did the drama, now I'm back to comedy.
What made you get back into Scary Movie 6? I know it was a while that you've been out. Now you guys are back in. What's going on there?
Because I looked at the state of comedy and I looked at the state of movies and I was like, you know what? I looked at the state of the world and I'm like, you know what we all need? We all need to sit there and laugh. We need to laugh at each other. We need that in living color. We need that White Chicks. We need that Scary Movie. We need that big, crazy Wayans laugh, that equal opportunity offender where we all make fun of each other and laugh at each other like we used to do when we were kids. And let's take all the angst out the world with laughter, because laughter brings us together. So this movie is something for the generations and something for every race. And it's absolutely no holds barred hilarious.
I love it. I love that approach here. And I was going to ask you, you kind of beat me to it, though. You go back to the start of your career in the late 80s and obviously early 90s where you really pop within Living Color. The world is so... it's become a lot darker. I mean, is everybody, we are, I mean, you're talking to two guys who love to laugh and love comedy, but is the world as receptive to comedy the way they used to be?
Yes. You'd be surprised. That's why I do stand-up comedy, right? And I'm doing it this weekend at the in Staten Island. I think I'm at the St. George Theater.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, November 15th, and then November 16th, I'm at the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, New York. That's why I do comedy, because people really love to laugh. You can say the things that you're thinking and people aren't offended as you would think. Cancel culture is something that really doesn't exist. The cancel culture happened because social media happened.
Mm-hmm.
And social media is controlled by other countries that hate the fact that, look at how much harmony and corruption and nonsense started happening once social media came into our lives. Then all of a sudden, we all got opinionated. Then we all started getting offended by things. And then they see that. And these are bots from other countries. These aren't even real people behind those X accounts and those other accounts saying that we're sensitive. No, that's Russia, China, other countries that hate the fact that we as Americans, as immigrants, all get along together, even though we talk stuff about each other. But we've learned to have harmony. And then the executives pick up that agenda, and then the media picks up that agenda, and then they form the executives, and the executive go, you can't say that joke. But in comedy, we've always been like, sure I can. Why do you think you can say that? Because I did it last weekend, and out of 1,500 people, 1,495 laughed.
Five people walked
out.
Yeah.
That's a damn good laugh. That's a damn good joke. Those five people are sensitive as hell. They need to get their life changed. They should never go to a comedy show. Yeah. Now, if I do a joke and 1,495 people walk out and five people stand, well, you may want to tweak that joke, sir.
Amen, man. Well said. Well said.
So has anything changed in your eyes, Marlon, as far as how you perform comedy?
No. I won't change because I know comedy comes back. You know, we kind of went through this same kind of recession in comedy in the world back in the probably the 80s because the 70s was so outlandish. And the 80s, it kind of recessed and went back and everybody started getting all politically correct. And then the 90s and Living Color came out and Wayans Brothers and Don't Be a Menace. And we just brought comedy back. So over the past 15, 20 years, when Wayans is having done movies and they stopped doing comedies, I feel like people are thirsty and they want to laugh. And I'm not trying to give them a new laugh. I'm trying to give them the old laugh because that old laugh has been here since I Love Lucy. That old laugh has been here since Laughing. Those old laughs, that's what I want. I want to tell the truth in a funny way and make people laugh.
Okay, so I'm with you, and it's funny. Whenever I was homesick from school when I was a kid, I would watch I Love Lucy with my mom and The Price is Right.
Yes.
Great, awesome show, man. She was hysterical. Great, Desi was great. Great rapport. Do you think a show like something with Archie Bunker can fly today? You think that could actually go on a network and people would sign off on that in terms of decision makers and people would laugh enough to keep it on for 5, 6, 7 years? You really think that?
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Absolutely think that it's necessary.
Oh, man.
That kind of show is necessary. You know how that kind of makes us all feel good, right? I think what was great about Archie Bunker was it did tackle race. You know, a lot of Norman Lear's shows tackle race. He was this Jewish man creating this show about, you know, this culture, about your next door neighbor, the guy you knew that you would talk to. I'm like, I know Archie Bunker. I had one right next door to me. His name was Mr. Gallagher. In my building, there was like 6 Archie Bunkers. And I love the fact that they can explore the truth about race. But at the end of the day, you're still a family, and it's okay to laugh at each other. Don Rickles was a hilarious comedian. A lot of his jokes, they would say were racist. I think if he cracked some of the funniest black jokes I ever heard, I was like, yo, that's true, that's true, that's true. And that's what I love. But I grew up in New York City, right?
Yeah.
What do? We sit on a block and we talk nonsense about each other, from our sneakers to our hair to our feet to our race to our mothers and our daddies. We don't give a hell. And that's what, then the laughter is what bonds us. And, you know, the fight, sometimes you go a little too far. You punch in your mouth. Now you created boundaries. Great. Now this friendship can start. So I think a show like Archie Bunker is necessary. I want to create more shows like Archie Bunker. I want to do more movies like Scary Movie. And Scary Movie 6 has that spirit. And that's going to come out June 12th. And I think the world's going to be so happy because this is a laugh that we all need.
BT and Sal, the fan, we're talking about Marlon Wayans. Any jealousy amongst your brothers growing up? How'd that go? You guys ever get into like nasty fights with each other, trying to one-up each other? Who's going to be more famous, more money? Take me through a little behind the scenes with the Wayans brothers.
There's definitely jealousy. My brothers hate me because I was my mother's favorite, and they hate it, they hate it, they hate it. I'm sorry I was born on her birthday. I'm sorry I came last and closed the show. I'm sorry I'm the baby. I'm sorry I did good in school. I'm sorry I'm a great dramatic actor. I'm sorry I got the biggest meat. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But no, it's friendly competition, man, with me and my brothers. I love my brothers to death. I live for them. And everything I do, I try and make them proud.
Your mom never admitted that, though, that you were number one, right? That's just in your own mind, or did she actually say it?
My mother was funny. She told every last single one of us that we were her favorite. And it wasn't until she died that we realized she lied to nine other people because I'm clearly her favorite.
Oh, man. All right. So Mark, that's great. Help us with this, man. So we're doing a show, obviously, sports, and to get ready for the show, watch the game, come up with angles that we think are interesting. What the hell are you doing over there, by the way?
You have a little cold going on?
Yeah, my nose. Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a daughter, and you know these guys, they're like little outbreak monkeys.
That's true. If they're not sick, we're not sick. So
she came with some kind of sickle cell anemia or something that she just gave me. I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't know if that's transferable in the air, but it might be. All right, so we get ready for our show, watching games, and try to hit a creative angle to, like, you know, provoke thought and obviously be different and be fresh. How do you get ready for a set? What's your creative process? I'm always interested to hear that.
You know, I don't overthink it. I either have a drink or I'm a green tea, and I don't get all hyped up. I don't have a favorite song that I get all. I don't. I sit there and I talk until like 2-3 minutes before the show. I go out and I say a prayer. I grab my microphone, grab my tea, have me some water, grab my washcloth to wipe my forehead, and I just go out and I just go have fun. I don't put too much pressure on it because what happens is, if you put the pressure on it, and here's the thing I always say, and this is crazy, before I go out, all my guys are like, hey, man, have a great show. And I look at them and I turn back and I go, F these people. And the reason why I say that is not to say F the audience, because I love them. I'm glad they came out. But I say that to myself because I'm not going to let them be able to judge me for my truth. So I got to be fearless, and I can't be out there trying to appease them. Mm-hmm. I'm not there to dance and tap for you. No, that's a clown. Yeah. I'm not a clown. Yeah. I'm a comedian. And so I got to make me happy. I don't laugh at nothing. If I make me laugh on that stage, that's a funny joke. And every time I make me laugh, the audience dies because they know, wow, you just said that? And I'm like, yeah, I did. It just kind of came out my mouth. And you'd be surprised. They don't know what they want. So you got to allow yourself the freedom to feed them your truth in a funny way.
Marlon, last one. What role are you most recognized for in your career?
Man, White Chicks. White Chicks, it's funny. I have a lot of different roles. But I'd say White Chicks, Luke Dahl from Don't Be a Menace. And most of all, I think Shorty, son. Everybody knows Shorty, son, from Scary Movie.
Yes, they do.
You can check him out. St. George Theater, Staten Island, Saturday, November 15th, 8 p.m. The Ulster Performing Arts Center, Kingston, New York, Sunday, November 16th, 7 p.m. Go to marlonwayans.com to get your tickets. Marlon, it's been a pleasure, man. Been a fan of yours for a long time.
Hey, thanks
so much for your time. We appreciate
it. Thanks, brother.
I'll come back when Scary Movie 6 comes out next June 12th, 26th. Let's do it again.
We'll love to do it.
We'll have you back, man. Thank you.